T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We will be announcing our second comedy show at Gotham Comedy a little bit later this week, and we're doing it in partnership with a current active New York professional athlete, and the event will benefit that athlete's foundation. We will not tell you who that athlete is until later this week, but I just wanted to let you know that we're all set. It's going to be January 27th. And we're going to officially announce it later this week. And we're very, very excited about
very
it.
Very excited about it.
I may be more excited than you.
Yeah, we may even invite some of the WAGs that we have on the show to
nice.
Join us.
Nice.
Quick update on the New York Jets. Corey Davis, season over.
Yeah.
Corey Davis is going to have core muscle surgery. I've never heard of that before in my life.
You could tell.
What does that mean? Core muscle
well,
surgery.
Well, your core muscle and then surgery on said core
what
muscle.
What is your core muscle?
You know your core muscles.
Yeah.
Like your chest.
What is that? You're having surgery on what? Is it rib surgery?
Yeah.
Is it? What is it?
It's all of the above.
So I guess Robert Saleh is currently speaking to the media.
It's like your chest.
I wonder if anybody asked Robert Saleh his opinion on the officiating yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
What did he say about
he
that?
He wouldn't want to go there. He didn't want to go
there.
Because
he doesn't want to get fined.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's
you know
stupid.
What? He didn't need to say anything to the media. What I needed him to do was come clean about the fact that his defense was ill-prepared to face Gardner Minshew.
I'm sure he was asked that today because, you know, his players
no,
came out
he
and said
was it. Asked it yesterday and said, no, no, it's the same system. That was his falling point. Of, well, it's the same system.
All right.
Well, if it's Gardner Minshew, it's Jalen Hurts, it's the same system. Yeah, except it's executed very differently. Jalen Hurts can crush you with his legs. Gardner Minshew was never going to.
This sounds weird to me. Surgery for core muscle injuries entails suturing, so stitching, the muscle attachments to the bones and adjacent ligaments to provide stability to the pubic joint.
Ugh.
I don't know about that. That means your hump game is completely off.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
I
reverse cowgirl,
so.
Maybe. But that's about all you got there. And that means, I wonder how long the recuperation period for that is.
Is he going to be ready for next year?
I don't know.
He was a bust this year. Let's call it like it is.
Corey Davis?
Corey Davis was a bust.
Yeah, and another drop.
Now, granted, he did get in the end zone 4 times, which is 4 more times than Kenny Galladay. But nevertheless, Corey Davis, huge bust
yeah,
so far for the Jets.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare the wide receiver signings of the Jets and Giants this particular past offseason. Because if Corey Davis is the standard bearer, we made some pretty bad decisions, did we not?
Big trouble.
Yeah. And what happened to Kenny Galladay? Oh, the new open communication with the offensive coordinator. Galladay's going to be scoring a touchdown this weekend. Someone told me that. Now, wait a minute.
That was me.
It wasn't Tom.
That was me.
Allow me.
I'll
it wasn't Big Mac. I think it might have been you.
Yes.
Galladay's having a big day because Freddie Kitchens talks to him. Yeah.
Well, he did get hurt in the midst of this game.
Like he always does.
And what was funny is he was listed as doubtful to return, and then I guess somehow talked his way back into the game and did come back. Look, I was wrong. I take my L's. I was wrong about Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Oh, Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac.
Thank you for saving the audio. Do you have the audio of me predicting the Lions' first win, or did you lose that audio?
Oh, wait, no. I think I did save it. Hold on.
Okay. Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac.
Save it. And by the way, I think my reaction says it all. Once again, everything Giant related, I'm on the money.
What was your prediction for this game?
I said they'd lose.
You did say they'd lose.
I wasn't. I told you I was not as confident about my pick this week regarding the Giants. But yes, there was no.
You're right.
And they do what they did.
And not only did Kenny Golladay not get in the end zone, nobody got in the end zone.
No joke. I think this is an NFL record, modern era record, for most consecutive weeks without a single touchdown by a running back or wide receiver.
Well, think
in
about
NFL like history.
Think about who it's has scored before. The most recent Giant touchdowns.
The fullback
Chris
Myerick,
and then Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, two touchdowns for the New York Giants are the left tackle and a fullback nobody ever heard of. Not to diminish, them catching touchdowns, but no running back, no wide receiver. This is the longest drought. I'm not making this up. In modern era NFL history. This is like when the Jets had Thomas Jones and he was allergic to the end zone. Yeah, it's like that.
Didn't you guys have a weekly spot with Thomas Jones?
Well, we got me and Thomas Jones. And we've since made up.
You had a falling out with him.
Because he came on the show, it was like week 8.
Right.
He hadn't scored a touchdown.
Right.
And I said to him, because I'm not one of these guys that doesn't say it when you're on, I go, Thomas, I just have curiosity, are you allergic to the end zone?
He didn't like that?
Ooh, No.
What'd he say?
I think that was the last time he came on.
Did he hang up on you?
I don't think it was a straight, like, Jose Canseco hang up.
Right.
But it was the last appearance he made. Yeah. Now, years later, I bumped into him. He became a male model and actor. And we laughed about it. He remembered it. He was not thrilled. And he could clearly kick my ass many times over.
Yes.
But he's like, he totally.
Right.
Yeah, once you get far enough removed from it, you're not in the moment.
You can laugh at it.
Yeah, so he was a good sport about it.
That's nice.
And did laugh about it. He goes, I remember. I don't forget. Yeah, so he became an actor and a male model. I don't know what he's doing now. But maybe next time you open up a JCPenney catalog, you'll see Thomas Jones and his ripped abs on a motorcycle.
Good for him.
Because that's what I would do. I would do motorcycle and beat shots.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at what all these former Jet running backs do. Thomas Jones is a male model, and Frank Gore is going to kick Darren Williams' ass.
You hope so.
He better.
Well, you hope so. And you better hope 9 years from now you're not rooting for the Kevin Durant, Tyson Fury fight.
No, not Kevin Durant.
James Harden, thank you.
I think you're going to reference that tweet I issued a few, which Net fans got really pissed off at me about.
That you blame James Harden and he says, I take it?
I didn't. Look, James Harden blew the Chicago game. We all know that. James Harden has come up small in every
but
big spot this season. And I respect that. All I said was I asked a question. I said, would it surprise any of us as Net fans if a decade from now we talk about James Harden in the way we talk about Darren Williams? I hope not.
I'd say this.
But we could be headed down that road.
I think if it goes south the way you are predicting, a decade from now, a lot of people claiming to be Net fans today are going to be Knick fans. Jimmy's in Queens.
They'll
back,
be where?
Back
where
to
will
football,
they be?
Guys.
Back in the lottery?
The Jets and Giants. Yeah. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
How are you guys?
All right.
I just want to make a quick point and then a question for you both. But Evan, first, please, man, enough with the false hope. My heart can't take it. The Giants aren't going on no run.
There you go.
I was all just right, giving you the facts,
and
you're right.
They're not going on a run.
Geez,
you know, the other bad thing, like, I'm a big fan of more football, so 17 games, I like it. Evan doesn't like it so much. But if you're a Giant fan, the worst thing for you is that you did come into this year with legitimate playoff aspirations, and it's not like you can say at New Year's Eve, another season's over. You have two more games after that.
And by the way, Jimmy, real quick, because I don't want to give you false hope, and I'm really consistent with this, because I feel this way about the Jets. It's much easier to stop fantasizing when I know, even if I run the table, I'm not making the playoffs. So, like, with the Jets,
I know
even if they did go on a miracle run, it's too little too late. It doesn't matter. As long as there's that little bit of hope where, oh, my God, we go on a run, we can make it, that thought is in the back of my mind. So
it would be awesome, but my heart just can't take it.
But my
point really quick is I just wanted to touch on what Craig said earlier. It's like they can't score any points. Can we just start calling them the New York field goal Giants? Because I almost feel like I waste 3 hours of my precious short weekend that I have.
Sure.
And it's pretty tough.
Well, we all do that, though, right?
Yes. And my question is for Evan and Craig. If Saquon, well, we know they got to redo everything. They're all gone. Judge gone. Gettleman gone. Barkley, unfortunately. Even though I know you don't take it back, I had high hopes for him. Mm-hmm. If Saquon goes elsewhere, if he goes to a team with a solid O-line, Does he flourish or does he continue to be a bust?
Listen, I think that's going to be the question that has an answer in short order, because Saquon Barkley in the moment is a bust. Now, I did read his comments after the game where he says, I haven't lost a step.
Right.
Well, then you'd have to ask, what happened to you? Not only did he drop two passes that Glennon hit him in the hands with, okay, fine, that happens, maybe, sure. But this was a game-changing running back who on any particular carry was able to take the ball 40 yards down the field.
Right.
You get one of those a game maybe now, but what's worse than that is every other carry
is nothing.
Is dancing behind the line of scrimmage and being tackled for a loss or like a one-yard game.
It's almost like he doesn't want contact. I think that Saquon Barkley is going to be a bust, depending on how you determine the word bust. See, he was sold to us as a Hall of Famer. He was sold to us as a guy who was touched by the hand of God. Based on that criteria, Saquon Barkley is never going to live up to that hype. Even in his rookie season when he rushed for 1,300 yards and scored 11 touchdowns, had a great year. The best year of his career. It was a great year. He was going to need to have years like that every single year of his career to live up to the hype that was sold on him.
Yeah.
So when you ask, hey, if he goes elsewhere, good offensive line, what is he? He's never going to be what we were sold for him to be.
He's never going to be that, but we have seen a number of running backs that change teams, even older running backs, who in the right situation are more than just productive. So his career's not over.
No.
I just don't think he could be a Giant, right? Because if we're going to bring in a whole new regime.
You can't pay him.
Right. If we're ultimately going to break the whole thing up, and there's going to be a new GM for sure, and maybe an entire new coaching staff. You know, one of the things that new GM has to do, I think, you got to cut all the negative ties, right?
Right.
You got to flush them down the toilet. Well, the two biggest negative ties to Gettleman are Danny Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Right.
So they got to go.
Well,
not to spite yourself, they got to go because they got to go.
Yeah,
especially Saquon.
Yeah, I don't think you have to get rid of him because there's a new general manager. I just think we have to stop living in this world where we think Saquon Barkley is going to all of a sudden morph back into the guy he was his rookie season.
I think
that guy's
like
not walking through the door.
If you told me that Saquon Barkley admitted to us after the season, mentally he wasn't there, the worry of his knee was omnipresent, which I respect. A lot of guys tell you that, you know, it's not physical, it becomes mental. Can I cut? Can I take a hit? All that kind of crap. Plus, he had the ankle injury on top of it this year. If you told me that he came clean and said, look, it took me to week 17 to get over the mental part of it, and they do time him in his 40s the same, and we have seen a couple plays where he, you know, skedaddles down the field, there's a better chance he's coming back if you buy into that than anyone else is coming back.
Well, I don't buy he can't come back because he's associated with Dave Gettleman.
Do you think they're both here next year?
Who's that, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones is here, no. No, I think they're going to move on a quarterback. What?
Well, is it easier to replace a quarterback or a running back in the NFL these days?
It's easier to replace a running back.
For
sure. His backups have been better than
that. For sure. So here's the question.
Let's be honest.
If the New York Giants were going to pick one, which one do they pick?
Well, they don't have to pick one, though.
I know they don't have to.
It's a dopey question.
It's a hypothetical.
What, do I have to decide between the two of them?
I'm making you decide. That's right.
I don't want either one of them, man.
Okay, so you want to use that as an option three? Fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Throw water on the
They're
fire.
They're all gone.
All of them gone.
Get rid of everybody.
All right, so there you go.
This team's not good enough for me to say, oh, I've got to keep him.
I agree.
Especially on offense specifically.
Now, obviously.
Like, other than Andrew Thomas, that would be the one guy I'd put my arms around and say, I'm holding on to him.
Yeah?
But Matt Skura, yeah, I can live without him.
Yeah?
Ben Bredersen, I can live without him.
How about Connecticut's favorite son, Pert?
Matt Pert, how about he plays?
Listen, if you can't beat Nate Solder, you ain't playing in the NFL.
But we're going to get to the point now. Here's the fun part, Giant fans. We're getting to the part where this season is over. And if you want to give it one more loss, I respect
that.
No,
I don't. You have to know. No. That's like telling someone who's anorexic they look good. Or telling someone who's fat
you gotta
they
listen,
look good.
You got to listen to my point.
You got to stop lying to people.
No, it's not the people. It's the coaching staff. You got to hear me out, and then you could redo it and kill me. When I say decide the season's over, here's what I mean by that.
Go ahead.
Nate Solder's not a part of the future. We know that.
Right.
So at some point as a coaching staff, you need to evaluate what's on your roster.
I agree.
So when I hear Nate Solder deserves to play because he's better than Matt Peart, that's really concerning. But I'm going to get to the point, maybe it's next week, and that's what I mean by you want to give it another week, where it doesn't matter if Nate Solder's better. I've got to see, can Matt Peart be on this offensive line next year?
Right.
The year after that.
I agree.
That's where I'm going.
And by the way, I don't need to see another loss in another week. What are we waiting for? It's over. It's over. Let's just say that's
the only thing that's not over, Craig, is that if the Giants won five in a row.
If, come on,
no,
stop with
you're
that.
You're missing my point. It's not that they're going to, it's that sometimes coaching staffs are going to look at, well, we're not out of it yet, so let's continue to put the best players on the field and try to win. The Jets are out of it. Like, if the Jets win every game the rest of the season, they miss the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Giants would, too, most likely, but okay. It's the
no, mathematically. They wouldn't, though. That's my point.
9-8's not a lock, but whatever.
9-8's not a lock, but no. I think you get in. Have you seen the NFC? What's the last two playoff spots in the NFC right now, Craig?
I'd have to go check the standings.
Or you
right
could
now.
Just ask Uncle Evan, and I'll give you the answer.
Well, I'd rather go check.
Okay, check
more,
it.
It's more fun for me to check
all right,
on my
go
own.
Check it, then.
Like, if you just give me the fish and don't teach me how to fish,
the 6 seed
then I'm not
and the
eat.
7 seed in the NFC have yeah. what record? Because they have the same record.
Excuse me, sir. I'm getting to it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
6-7.
Six and six.
6-6.
This is why I've got to do it for you.
San Francisco, 6-6.
Yes.
And Washington, 6-6.
Okay.
Playoff picture.
Now we're good.
Hold on. I'm going to playoff
picture. So the last two playoff teams have 500 records.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance that
what's the Giants record?
4-8.
Yeah, they're 4 games under 500.
They're missing
the
point.
I'm not predicting. It's crazy, Tom.
No, it's...
It's crazy.
You're
are
missing
you on drugs?
What I'm not saying the Giants are winning the games. I'm saying sometimes you don't make the decision to start the young player that we're just evaluating
right.
until the math tells you, well, we're done.
Okay.
We may as well do it. Does
I'm
that not make sense
I'm
to you?
A math major.
Okay.
The math tells me it's time. It's over.
Oh,
it's
God.
Over. All right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's over. I'm sorry.
I
the
know
math
they're
tells
done.
You it's over.
Giant fans, if you're listening, you're dead, you're done, you suck.
Thank
all right?
you.
I know that. My point.
So what are we waiting for?
My point is, sometimes you wait until there's that 9th loss.
By the way,
or 10th loss.
I'll do you one better.
What?
I play Jake Fromm the rest of the way.
I would too.
Because why not?
Because I need to evaluate Jake Fromm a hell of a lot more than I need to evaluate Mike Glennon. We already know Mike Glennon stinks.
And he looks weird.
And he looks weird.
Which
well,
I feel bad saying because you look weird. I'm not like, you know, Don Juan.
How do I look weird?
You know.
Is it the nose?
No,
is it the hair?
It's not even. I don't even notice your
is
big
it the
nose.
Freckles?
It's the whole package.
Is it the Adam's apple?
No, it's the whole package.
What's the whole package?
Your whole package is not great.
What does that mean?
It's just, you know.
You don't think my package is great?
Your entire...
Well, I got a few people that would disagree with you, bro.
Yes, I did get your holiday card, though. Thank you for sending that.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
You got a problem with my holiday card?
No, we'll get to it.
I'm
we'll
not even
it.
In it.
I know, just the boys are in it. I like that.
That's right.
But yeah, your whole package is great.
I don't like the fact that you're attacking my package. What do you know about my package?
It's just not great collectively.
Yeah.
But I love you. And that's all that matters,
thank
right?
you. I appreciate it.
That's it. Charlie, who... Tommy's... he's not. Big Mac. No, none of us, really. It's not the best looking show in the world. I can tell you, none of us were in any beauty pageants.
No, I agree with that.
I can tell you that right now. That's for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I keep looking at Big Mac like maybe he's got something. And I keep coming back with the answer that he doesn't.
I got to chisel some off and you'd be shocked.
I'm sorry?
I have to chisel some of it off.
Yeah, maybe.
Underneath.
Yeah. Oh,
stud.
Underneath you're a rock star.
Oh, stud.
There's no doubt about that. I'm with you on that.
Should have seen me in high school.
By
the way, Evan, we can expect the Christmas card in the mail. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I didn't send you guys one.
Oh, that's not right. Come on.
No, I'm kidding.
Send them the holiday card.
The reason I didn't send it is because I couldn't acquire their address in time.
So just give it to them in an envelope.
You didn't ask us.
No, I've acquired it now, so it's late. It's running later.
As long as it's there before Christmas.
There are two waves of holiday cards, okay? The first wave are the people I clearly decided and I have their addresses. Then there was a second wave where I didn't have their addresses.
Yeah.
You two made the cut of not having the address at first. What's your problem, Logie?
You could hand us the card.
Oh, you would you rather
you
that?
See
no,
us
it's
every
better
day.
To be
no,
mailed,
you
got to
mail it.
But
I
it's
agree.
A thought that counts. I'd rather have the card
well,
as the thought.
No, you'd rather he mail because I think right. you have to mail it.
By
was,
the way, I
was
need all your addresses.
Excuse me?
By the way, I need all your addresses.
I need all your addresses. We didn't do a holiday card this year, so you're not getting anything from me. So that why? Something.
Why no holiday card?
I'm not in charge of that. I don't know.
So it was a wife decision?
I don't know.
She said no card this year.
Because the four kids aren't together all the time. And when they were home for Thanksgiving, we forgot to take their pictures.
Dude, I got a great idea for you. A Zoom holiday card where they're all in a little box Zooming together. How perfect is that for the era we live in? Right? That's a good idea. Tell your wife. I bet you she's going to say, you know what? That Evan
That's
has a pretty good
work.
Idea.
Because last year the holiday card was, she actually wrote on the card the F word, F COVID. Yeah.
Really?
So I don't think we're going with the COVID theme.
Well,
card
it's not COVID.
Year.
It's Zoom theme. You yeah. see? Okay. Like you're in a box, like the Brady Bunch.
I got it. No.
You don't think it's a good idea?
No.
Huh.
I got it, though. A
okay.
year ago, yeah, sure. Because that was all the rage, but not now.
Okay. I tried.
No, you're good.
Why don't
good
you
effort.
Tell your wife anyway and see what she says?
The Giants suck, the Jets suck, the Nets suck, the Knicks suck, the Islanders suck, everybody sucks. Not the Rangers, though.
No.
First place, baby.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.